This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the Carolinas and beyond, there are the impassable roads from the high water following what was Hurricane Florence. There's still no electricity for about 340,000 customers in North Carolina alone. It's not just nature's fury at play here. It's also economics. Power lines that are buried in the ground do better than lines strung from poles, but that comes with a cost. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
It's called undergrounding, burying utility lines that were located above the tree canopy below the earth. And it seems like every time we have large wind events, the argument to bury power lines crops up. But Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas Energy Institute says there's a reason that conversation stalls.
We don't bury transmission lines because it just costs more.
He says it costs, on average, about three times what it would cost to put those same lines back up above ground. Greg Edison focuses on utilities for PA Consulting. His job is to put a number to the cost of undergrounding.
Depending on the circumstances and the type of systems you install, could run up to $1 million a mile.
But he says depending on how many times a city expects to have to repair its power lines, it might make sense to spend the cash. And Rhodes of Texas says these bigger, more destructive hurricanes are today's reality.
As climate change can make these storms more frequent, we may want to look at, burying them as a way of, hardening our grid against more natural disasters.
He says local economies can lose millions of dollars for every hour their citizens and businesses are without power. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.